move to time certain item 1185.
We can do the awards.
Oh, sorry. Yes, we should do the awards, if that's all right, Commissioner Fish. We'll do the awards first, because I think those folks are here. Is that right? Is everyone here? Okay. So we will move to item 1194, please.
Award 8 contractors with business equity performance awards for their efforts in supporting equity in workforce and contracting.
Okay. Well, welcome. And I know we have most, if not all, the honorees here. This is a program that recognizes socially responsible businesses in our city. We'll be honoring 8 outstanding contractors for their efforts in supporting equity in workforce and contracting for the city, for the Housing Bureau and for PDC projects, as well as other bureaus. These contractors have been doing great work. It's for contractors who meet our apprenticeship requirements, who meet our goals for minority and women workforce, and who meet our requirements for minority women and emerging small business subcontractors. So we're very pleased to recognize these contractors this morning. I'll read off the name of each award recipient, and I think Rachel has their award. She's going to play Vanna here, if you don't mind that comparison, Rachel. And we have them in different categories. The first is for small projects, that is, projects of $200,000 to $1 million. The first of those firms is Titan Utilities, who completed a BES project at Southeast Salmon Street and 23rd. It was a sewer replacement project. So congratulations, Titan Utilities.
Here, do you want the commissioner in charge to be in the
picture? I would love the commissioner in charge in each case to be up there with Rachel to present this award. So is there someone here this morning from Titan Utilities?
Accepting the award.
Accepting the award is the commissioner in charge. Oh, I'm sorry. Certainly. You bet. Come on up. Thank you very much.
We're very honored. Thank you.
Thanks for being with
us. Congratulations. Great work. Thank you. And you might as well stay there, Commissioner Fish, because the next one is also a BES project, baseline industrial construction for the Alder Creek Fish Passage. I'll say that properly. Is baseline here? Good morning. Thank you. Congratulations. Good work. Thank you very much. The third of our smaller contracts is a contractor for our Transportation Bureau for PBOT. They did 3 different PBOT projects: the Curry closure at Southwest McAdam and Curry Street, Southeast 136th Avenue from Holgate to Powell sidewalk infill project, and North Vancouver Avenue from North Russell Street to North Monroe Street, and the firm is Dirt and Aggregate Interchange. Is Dirt and Aggregate here this morning? Good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Take a photo together?
Yes.
Jim, please. Great work. Thank you.
I'd like to give thanks to the City of Portland, to Angela Pack, Stacey Edwards, and Mary Kitzpatrick.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your partnership. Excellent. And then Commissioner Novick, we had the next one in the lineup is also a PBOT contractor, and that's for our large contractor category above $10 million. It's for the Southwest Moody Avenue roadway and streetcar track relocation. It was a construction management general contractor project, and the firm is Stacy and Whitbeck. Is Stacy Whitbeck here this morning? Yes, you are. Good morning. Some of you that follow this kind of work know that a lot of these firms, Dirt and Aggregate, Stacy and Whitbeck, have done a lot of work for the city over the years, and we appreciate you very much as partners. Thank you. Good work. Thank you. And now we have three housing projects, Commissioner Saltzman, for the Housing Bureau. The first was two projects, the Otesha Apartments and the Greenview Apartments, and the firm was LMC. Are you here this morning, LMC Construction here? Good morning. Thank you. Well done. And then the next firm in the housing group is R&H Construction for Kahila Housing Project. Thank you very much. It's your R&H. Thank you. Thank you very much. And then the third one in the housing group is, again, another firm like a lot of these that have been working for the city frequently over the years, the O'Neill Walsh Community Builders for Beach Street Apartments. Someone here from O'Neill or Walsh? Both? Stage there. Thank you. And then the final one, I'll present the award if someone from Bremick is here, because it's a Portland Development Commission projects. Thank you, Bremick Construction, for being a great partner for PDC. Contractors, I know other members of the council might have some comments about this, because these are shared goals about making sure that our values are matched in how we do business with the construction industry, but we obviously have to have reciprocal understanding with the construction industry about getting this work done the right way, and we really appreciate you all for being good partners for us. Other members of the council want to reflect on this? So again, we want to thank all the honorees and appreciate your ability to move our city forward in a way that's both building a great city but also getting other people the opportunity to get into the construction industry and get work who might not have been in the past. So let's hear it for all these honorees for doing great work. Great work. Thank you all very much.